it's obviously trying to find the words to describe how you feel. And I guess the two words that spring to mind are honour and privilege. The honour of being the head coach of your national team, you know, in any sport, but to do it in at a time when we've got a World Cup in our own country is a huge, huge honour and obviously huge privilege and responsibility. From a personal point of view, it's obviously a very proud day for myself and my family. And I think, you know, when I look back at my coaching journey, I think I've coached now at every level in the game. From my current under-11s assistant coaches role all the way through to the role I'm currently doing. And there's been a huge number of people who have supported me on that journey. And I'm not going to list them all because there's too many, to be honest, but they all know who they are and I'd like to thank them for their support. But ultimately, it's not about me, and I've said that all along. It's about the team, and it's about the connection between the team and the English public. I think in this country, we've got 3,000 clubs and schools that play. We had 82,000 people come to watch us play at Twickenham every time we're at home. There was 10 million people around about watching the Ireland game. And I think we've got 51 people in England, 51 million people in England. And England are a country, for me, that get behind a team. And there's no nation in the world that does that better than England. And from my point of view, you know, the 51 million people, the 10 million people that watch on telly, you know, I want everyone to feel part of this team and on the journey. I was sat last night, without letting the people know when I was sat with them that I was coming down today, at West Park Leeds, having coached the under-11s, and we were talking about the tour. It wasn't the South Africa, it was actually the Scarborough tour, because we were planning that. And I was sat there thinking, what would I want to see if I was a mini junior rugby coach, or I was a parent, or I was a spectator in this English team? And I think there's three things I'd like to try and bring to the team that people can see. The first is pride in wearing the shirt, and a connection that the people and the players can resonate with. The second is a vision. So there's a vision for the future, and people can direct their energy through that vision. And the vision, obviously, is to win the World Cup in 2015 and give experience to a group of players who we've started the journey with. And the third is to create an environment where the players play without any fear. And when they come to play for England, they can see the opportunities and they get the opportunity to express themselves on a world stage. And I think, from my point of view, and the final point I make is, I think the players are committed to that. The players are fantastic in the Six Nations. We were 8 weeks together, and that was it. And we achieved a huge amount. We recognise we've got huge amounts to do, but the players have committed to that journey. They're going to commit and sacrifice to what's going to be an unbelievably challenging tour to South Africa. But we're all excited about the journey, and personally, from my point of view, I couldn't be happier.